At the Cattle Industry Convention, I am visiting with Mallory Bankhead. And Mallory, we first met, I think, when you were a National Beef Ambassador. What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm a junior at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo back in California, where I'm originally from, and I'm studying agriculture communications. So I'm looking forward to expanding my networking options in the beef industry here at the Cattle Convention. I'm actually serving on the NCBA Convention intern team, so I've had a wonderful week being able to expand my network and learning more and more about the beef industry.
Well, you mentioned to me that you're also, I guess, involved in this Speakers Bureau thing. I'm going to let you tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, it's the National Beef Speakers Bureau, which is an American National Cattlewoman program. And we're a group of 20 American National Cattlewomen from across the United States. And we are charged with the task of targeting non-agriculture-related consumers to educate them about the agriculture and more specifically the beef industry, what we do as cattlewomen, how we can build our integrity and our trust within consumers. And we go over a little bit about the beef production cycle, beef safety, and management skills that an average consumer wouldn't necessarily know.
So how do we find out more information? Let's say somebody would like to perhaps have one of you come speak at a particular function or something.
Sure. Well, our link is on the American National Cattlewomen's website. So that is www.ancw.org. And if you click on the National Beef Speakers link, there is an email. Miss Sarah Bonenkamp is our director at ANCW, and she will be more than happy to choose what the best fit one of us and the best location to come out and speak.
Well, I understand that you get support from a variety of sources, and the Beef Checkoff is one of those.
Yes, yes. The Beef Checkoff does support our program. Our presentation is approved by the United States Department of Agriculture, and so we have a presentation that we give. I've specifically been mostly targeting high school students, so I go into agriculture classrooms, and where that is an agriculture audience, it's not also necessarily true. So our requirements are kind of split into various categories. So we have the average non-agriculture-related consumer, and there's also a youth component of our AR, which is what I've been predominantly tackling this year.
All right. Well, that is very interesting. We'll definitely point that out to people, let them know, and become more aware of it, too. Thank you very much, Mallory. It's great to see you here at this Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.